Ian Westner, social media manager for the Museum of the American Military Family, and this is Together We Serve. I am here today with Justin Kuehl, a Marine who is marching across America. So, Mr. Kuehl, thank you for being here today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What made you decide that crossing the United States on foot was the best way to get your message across?
I figured it was a good opportunity to contact as many Americans as I can. I know Americans support their veterans, and they want to help their veterans, and I thought this would be, I literally am crossing the whole country, so as many people as I can come in contact with, I was in the infantry, and Marines are called grunts, and we walk a lot, and so I figured it'd be a perfect thing for a grunt to do is to walk across the country.
Do what you know.
Yeah, exactly.
How did your family react when you initially pitched the idea?
They were extremely supportive. I mean, I couldn't have, there's no way I would have been able to do it without them. I mean, my mom's been, is going to be driving 2 full months of this whole thing. I've had cousins come out and my dad come out, and I literally could, they're taking care of my dog when I'm not there, and so I literally couldn't do it without them. So it's great to have their support.
Well, so when you were walking 23 miles per day, what kind of things go through your head?
Everything in the world goes through my head. Everything. So I you question every decision you've ever made, and you think about it, all types of stuff. So I have some audiobooks that I listen to, I think about everything under the sun.
Who all has been part of your team? You mentioned your family, but is there anyone else who has supported you?
Yeah, also for a month, a Marine that I went to paramedic school with, also he got out of the Marine Corps, and we went to paramedic school together, and he came out for a whole month and drove, and that was a really good experience. So and we kept each other sharp on our paramedic knowledge as we were going along.
Would you say, how has this journey, this might be a cheesy question, but how has this journey changed you in a sense? What do you think that you got out of meeting so many Americans and seeing so much of the country on foot even?
I mean, it's honestly kind of refired my hope in this country and showed me how much people really do care about veterans, and they do care about helping them. And it's been such an incredible thing to have people have been, you know, moved to tears, and I never thought I'd be a part of something that, you know, would move someone to tears, and that's been really, really great. It's really given me a real positive outlook on this country.
Mm-hmm. And I guess in conclusions, how are you going to get home?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I'm definitely not walking home, but I'm either going to fly home, or my brother and my cousin and I are all going to road trip the March Across America van back to Columbus, Ohio. So it's kind of up in the air. I'll know in a couple weeks what I decided what I want to do.
Well, fantastic. Wish you luck surviving the desert, especially.
Yeah, I know it.
Once again, this is Ian Westners with the podcast Together We Serve, and this has been Justin Kuehl. Thank you so much.
Thank you.